Now, as we were discussing earlier and mentioning on the papers, the government has insisted the prospect of an all-out ban on e-scooters remains on the table, but new laws will be introduced first to crack down on illegal usage. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Simon Harris, the Junior Transport Minister Sean Canny and Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan met in government buildings yesterday morning with Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly to discuss the usage of e-scooters. Now, the Taoiseach and Mr Canny suggested they were leaning towards an outright ban, but in the meantime, several new rules which can be introduced in the coming weeks were agreed at the meeting. Joining me now on the line is Deputy Political Editor at the Irish Examiner, Paul Hosford. Paul, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. I mean, I think generally what we should be looking at first is what exactly are those new rules being brought in for e-scooters? We understand one of the main ones is that they are going to be banned for under 18s from August.
Yeah, so if you go back to 2024, the then Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, did regulate and made them illegal for people under 16. That's going to be increased to 18 from August. There's also going to be a requirement for all e-scooter users to wear a helmet and high visibility clothing. That's, again, from August. And then the government plans to pass legislation later this year which would classify e-scooters as mechanically propelled vehicles. That would mean that they would require licensing and registration the same way that any other mechanically propelled vehicle does. You also have further legal protections to Gardaí when they're pursuing e-scooters, because this is, I suppose, one of the things that, Gardaí consistently say is that they, you know, it's all well and good to have rules, but they're not covered to, kind of chase young people, particularly on e-scooters. And then toy shops will be banned from selling e-scooters. This is something that has been pointed out a lot over the last couple of weeks, that while e-scooters are limited to 20 kilometres an hour and are for people over 16, there are some retailers who on their websites advertise kids e-scooters. Now, they use the proviso that these are for private roads only, but I don't think if you look around any housing estate in Ireland, I'm not entirely sure that anyone really gets that message.
And you know, it really seems to be coming down to that interim report by Children's Health Ireland that was published last week about the 50% increase in the number of children and young people being admitted to hospital with traumatic brain injuries as a result of e-scooter incidents. Do you think that the government were feeling the pressure from this report that really made them think, okay, now is the time that we need to sit down and discuss e-scooter usage here?
Yeah, I think if you look at the kind of the reaction to this, a large part of it does come back to that interim report from CHI. We know that Minister for Health, Jennifer Carr-McNeill, has asked for a further report from CHI. She's expected to get that in mid-August, and I think that will drive it. But if you look at some of the figures in that interim report, a 50% increase in the number of children being admitted to hospital with traumatic brain injuries, kids in ending up in paediatric ICU, I think it's hard not to be shocked by the level of injury sustained by children on these. And I think if you look at what the government is trying to do, it's trying to react to that. Now, there are incongruities in this. If you look at the rules that have been proposed, you know, as of next month, you'll be at 17, you'll be old enough to drive a car, but not to own an e-scooter. You know, so there are things that kind of, I suppose, have to be worked through in that. But I think if you look at what the government is trying to do, it's really trying to react to the level of injury I suppose the overall level of usage of e-scooters, because we know that they are widely used, you know, kind of 4% of adults at the moment, about 160,000 of them out there. And I suppose the question is whether or not these new rules are too late. Is the genie out of the bottle in a way?
And that's the thing. And I suppose with the government reacting to what we have been hearing in the news in the past few weeks, some people might be having the question of, is this kind of a quick response without fully thinking through these rules and kind of ironing out the creases? But again, if this is being implemented in August, is it something that they'll just have to review next month when they're introduced and in the following months to see if it really works or not?
Yeah, I think that's what it's got to be now from here on out. It's got to just be consistent reviews to see if these rules are working. And I suppose you won't know for a couple of months, and that's the problem with something like this. You won't know until you see the impact, and it could be you know, it could be many months before you know if these new rules are working.
And also, I suppose, about the rules, a few months ago, of course, the new scrambler rules were introduced after Grace Lynch, she died in January after being struck by one. But even in reaction to these new e-scooter rules, her parents have come out and say, come out and said that these rules don't go far enough and it's a missed opportunity to get illegal e-scooters off of the streets. And I was also reading on the Irish Examiner poll that they understand that a pilot project is beginning in West Dublin today that will see the first drone sent into the sky to monitor scrambler bikes. With those rules now being introduced for a few months now, is there any crackdown on scramblers, illegal scramblers here?
Yeah, I think that this is kind of it's all part of the one response. If you're living in an area that has a lot of scrambler usage, you will also see a lot of e-scooter usage. So that pilot project that's starting in West Dublin is very interesting. It'll see drones sent up to monitor scramblers. But I suppose the question for residents of those areas will be that's all well and good, but what happens then? Everyone can see that these scramblers are on the local greens or whatever. What happens when the guards see them? Are the guards going to be better able to seize them? Are they going to be able to stop those who are using them? So I suppose that's really the big question for that drone program and for the Gardaí going forward. It's not necessarily about spotting them; it's about enforcing the rules.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. That is Deputy Political Editor at the Irish Examiner, Paul Hosford, going through the majority of those rules that are being put out for e-scooters. Again, they were new laws introduced yesterday by government leaders and the Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, and they are going to be enforced in August. Some messages are coming in relation to e-scooters. I'll catch up with them in a few moments' time. But also joining me now and in the studio is Vice President of the Garda Representative Association and Kildare Representative John Joe O'Connell. John Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us
in the
studio.
Hannah.
So I suppose your reaction and the Garda Representative Association's reaction to these e-scooter rules, is there some concern there for what they'll mean, especially in relation to what new powers Gardaí will have when it comes to seizing them?
Yeah, well, I suppose any legislation that tries to tackle the problem is very welcome. Okay, number one. From what came out of yesterday's meeting, banned them for anyone under 18. So you're moving that age group up 2 years, and helmets and high-vis jackets would become legally obliged to have them. They're all great, but the reality on the ground will be it doesn't really change what our members are facing and what the public are facing on the ground. What we need is, and I'm very disappointed that I understand, and your previous speaker mentioned that there's some mention of assistance later on in the year to empower Gardaí. We're looking for training, resources and protection for our members. The Garda Commissioner is even on record last week as saying that training in relation to these issues, I'll use my own language here, is probably going to take a back burner because of the EU presidency. Okay? There's a lot of issues going on with the EU presidency and the resources. That has dragged away on that, but that's for another day. But in dealing with this, our members are left exposed when they try to attempt to intervene and seize these. There are powers, Grace's Law, that came out has been another addition. We always had the powers to seize. It's about how do you seize it if you've a feral youth or a tug who is illegally using e-scooters, and we'll think about scramblers in the same bubble, I think we should as well. They're kind of blatantly disregarding the law anyway. So whether this ban is for under 16s or under 18s or under 25s, they don't care. They're going to rip up the rules of the road, and a lot of these will fail to stop on Garda Síochána. And that's the main issue. I heard somebody earlier on, there was a comment about there's no room at Garda stations. Don't worry about that. We've compounds all over the country and plenty of room for e-scooters. I will compliment my colleagues in Kildare and across the country who have intervened and seized illegal use of scooters. But like we are dealing with, if a scooter is seized under certain legislation, the owner can come back within hours or days and collect that for a very small nominal fee. Mm. You know, I'd like an idea out there where there are larger e-scooters, and I won't name the make or model. There are larger e-scooters that are completely outside what the rules and legislation sets at the moment as regards a max speed of 20 kilometres, a max weight of 25. We are dealing with e-scooters in this country of a certain make and model that are hitting speeds in excess of 60 and 70 kilometres an hour. Why can't it be brought in, maybe an idea that those that cannot be legally on the roads are seized and crushed, destroyed? You know, that might send out a message, because these are not cheap. I've heard people saying, you know, like when you're dealing with 14, 15, 16-year-olds, these are not cheap, and they're not buying them. It's their parents who are buying them. And I would question, a lot of these parents would fail to buy their children a bicycle because they say the roads are unsafe, but they will buy an e-scooter. Also, with the retailers, there'll be a nice sign in the showroom saying not for use on public roads, or for in private spaces only. You know, I think that's maybe an easy way out, to be honest about it. Mm. The GRA have been flagging this as an issue for about, I'm going to say, over 2 years. When, you know, e-scooters have been a thing for the last 5-6 years in this country, but it's got to problems the last probably two and a half, three years. There has been an increase, we've heard numerous reports. A 50% increase of children in the intensive care units with serious head injuries from e-scooters. I can tell you we've almost an exact correlation with, we've a drop of 45% of members in the roads policing unit in a Garda Síochána across the country.
And that's what the tie is here, is people are saying, okay, these rules are in place, the current rules for e-scooters, there are new ones coming in next month, but at the end of the day, it's the enforcement that really seems to be the issue, because we don't have a lot of the Gardaí on the roads anymore.
Yeah, but like the enforcement. And with the lesser numbers involved in those units, we also then are finding members across all regular units and specialist units are finding themselves being prosecuted and brought before the courts for trying to intervene on these criminals and these scooters in relation to maybe. I think the commissioner is even on record saying he's aware of people before the courts where there was no damage or injury to any person or property. But besides the point, we need that protection for our members. Like, so whether it's Garda John Joe or Hannah are in a patrol car and they're dealing with an e-scooter that's not going to stop, it is in the back of their minds, if something happens here, I'm in bother. So we're looking for that protection. I know it, and I will think it's great if somebody's... We want this now. There's no point in bringing out a ban of under 18s, helmets and high-vis. It's all good. But without giving the protection to our members to intervene and stopping the illegal use of these e-scooters, you know?
Mm, and again, those rules are coming into effect in August. Now, the government are essentially saying there still is the talks of an outright ban on the table. Is that something that you think would help this situation, an outright ban of e-scooters?
I suppose, I'm not a politician, and I suppose it's easy to pull the pin on a grenade and say an outright ban and then go on holidays for 2 months, but I'll leave that for other people to discuss. But I don't really think an outright ban, we're not looking for an outright ban anyway, you know. If that's what comes out of discussions and talks at government level, so be it. I think we need robust reaction to this. Our members will not fail. The guards on the ground will not fail to stop and intervene or deal with and arrest criminals, whether it's an e-scooter or any other part of life. But we need the protection to do that. Mm. We need tools to do that. Give us the resources, give us the training. There's not one member of an Garda Síochána, and I'll have anybody come on here and if they can give me one member of an Garda Síochána who is trained to pursue any vehicle in this country, never mind an e-scooter. So it's kind of basic enough stuff, I would say, that we're looking for. It's not unreasonable. Like I said at the start, any legislation that comes in to improve this situation is welcomed. But we need to protect the protectors. You need to protect members of an Garda Síochána in doing their job. And that's really, it's as simple as that.
Mm. And also, speaking of the resources and protection, the GRA have also condemned the attack of two Gardaí who were on patrol in Dublin city centre.
Yes.
They were injured in the early hours of yesterday morning in Aston Quay. That seems to be tying into the thing of just the lack of protection there and resources available for Gardaí at the moment when trying to catch people, you know.
Yeah. So I suppose we've always said resources is a problem, and we always will look for more members in the Garda Síochána. The reality is, is that also in line with the EU presidency, this has stretched an Garda Síochána to unbelievable, to the limits altogether. Okay, we have it. There are different events, and the EU presidency is. We've taken this on. I'll be honest, but personally, I don't know why. But we've taken on this EU presidency for the next 6 months. And Garda Síochána stretched to its absolute limits. Okay, I'm not saying it's a direct result of how those members were assaulted, and there happened to be there was no backup, no patrol car in Dublin city centre, in our capital, in Dublin city centre, to go and assist those members. They had to flag down a taxi to help them pursue that individual who was arrested, and that's been dealt with. But so resources is a problem that's always an issue. The less numbers we have, the more pressure it is on the individuals, whether in Neas, Pierce Street or Waterford or Galway, on dealing with the crime that's out there. But getting back to the, I suppose, the e-scooters, is that there's a natural follow-on then. If we're under-resourced, that just feeds into that problem of being unable. But I will say, I want to thank and I hope the public appreciate the work that our members are doing across the country to deal with this. It's phenomenal work that's going on, but we just need more to protect our members.
Don Joe, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. That is Vice President of the Garda Representative Association and Kildare Representative John Joe O'Connell on those new e-scooter rules. Again, the government have introduced those new rules that are coming into effect in August.
The KFM text line with Zip It Donaghy at Donaghy Forest Park. A brand new forest adventure.